अवेलेबल भी।
वॉइस ब्रेकिंग।
या ब्रेकिंग प्रॉब्लम, यू नो आई कैन नॉट डू एनीथिंग नाउ बिकॉज, बट एटलीस्ट आई होप दैट द वीडियो इज क्वाइट क्लियर।
हेलो, सेंड अस द
ओके
लिंक सो दैट वी चेक हियर।
व्हाट आर यू सेइंग?
कैन यू सेंड अस द लिंक ऑफ यूट्यूब अलाइव सो दैट वी कैन चेक हियर हाउ इट इज।
Yeah,
On
one
Zoom,
second.
if you on the Zoom, if you touch on the YouTube, on YouTube, if you touch on that, you get the option of copy link automatically.
Okay.
Yeah, got it.
Copy streaming link. You click on that and then go to
Got
YouTube and paste it there.
Oh, yeah. Copy streaming link. Yeah. So I'm also chat. Okay, so are you able to view on YouTube also now?
Yeah, I can watch it. I can see in YouTube. It's coming live.
Okay, let me disconnect from YouTube because suddenly my bandwidth will go low. It's not so clear, right? The video is not so clear. Is the video clear? Is it steady?
For me, video looks clear on the problem.
Acha, it's clear? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I really apologize to everyone, especially those who are coming for the first time. And I can see one name, Kola KCC. KKC. So I don't know if
oh, it's me.
Can the devotee?
I need to change my name.
Okay. Okay. So we have with us Sarvam Prabhu. He is Radha Govind Maharaj disciple, and he's joining us for the first time, at least on the Zoom connection. But he has visited my house, and he has participated in some of the house programs. So thank you, Sunil Prabhu, Sarvam Prabhu, very
no
much
problem.
For joining us.
No, Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for inviting.
Yeah, so you are free. You know, please feel free to share and comment, or if you have any questions, you can ask. So we'll start now. Arkyant Grandasya Gyananjala Shalakaya Chakshirum Milidam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Okay, so what we will do, we will have Kirtan for 15 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes. And one person can do the Kirtan and one person can respond, because not everyone can respond at the same time. So, yeah, who would like to do the Kirtan? Sarvam Prabhu, would you like to do the Kirtan?
No, Prabhuji, others can do. I don't have any instruments right now with me. So, then if I go that side, then the network issue will...
I have Kartal. I can play the Kartal. And one devotee can lead, one devotee can respond. Okay, so anyone else would like to do? Aritra, would you like to start leading the Kirtan?
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Ready?
Yes, Prabhu.
Nama Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine.
Nama Vishnu Padaya
Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Vidamene
Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine
Namaste Saraswati Deva Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya
Gauranga
Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Ramho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Rama Rama Ram Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram Ram Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Nittai Gaur Hari Bol
Hari Bol
Hari Bol Hari Bol Nittai Gaur Hari Bol
Nittai Gaur Hari Bol Hari Bol
Hari Bol, Hari Bol,
Hari
Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol,
Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol,
Jaya Jaya
Prabhupada
Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Prabhupada
Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada
Jaya Jaya Prabhupada
Prabhupada
Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Prabhupada
Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Prabhupada
I go Premanandi Hari Hari
Hari Hari
Bol Wonderful Prabhuji Wonderful Amazing
Jaya Hari Naam Sankirtan Yagya Ki Jaya Vaishnav Vind Ki Jaya
Jaya
Thank you, Haritra, for wonderful Kirtan, and Sunil Prabhu, Sarvam Prabhu, for leading, responding to the Kirtan.
Hare Krishna.
Okay, so let us start now. I think we'll have to share the screen because everyone can see what we are going to discuss. So who can share the screen? Vinita Mataji, would you like to do this?
Yes, sure, Prabhuji.
Okay, so you have to share from 19th May onwards. Rajiv Prabhu has already marked it in the group.
Okay, can you resend that link? So I will go immediate.
There is no link.
No, just select that message. So I will go immediate, Prabhuji.
Yeah.
Okay, thank
Rajiv
you,
Prabhu has already done that.
Okay, then fine, Prabhuji.
Yeah, see in the group.
Prabhuji, you disabled?
What?
Just a minute, Prabhuji. Okay.
Mataji, I shared the screen. Also
from here, Prabhuji? Hari one, Hari?
Yeah.
Okay, fine, Prabhuji. So can I read? Can I start?
Yes, Vinita Mataji, you can start. So what okay, we're doing, I just wanted to give a brief overview of what we do. Basically, what we do is that I keep posting and sharing Gopal Leela's our group, WhatsApp group. And every weekend, we have our Prabhupada Leela class where we go through the Leela which Prabhupada disciples are sharing. And then we have discussions on that. So I try to give my understanding and share my understanding. And whatever knowledge I have, I just try to share with others. And if any devotee, they have any comments or questions, then they can definitely ask also. So this is the format that we follow. And before going ahead, I wanted to announce that on 25th of Saturday, 25th of July, on Saturday, we are extremely happy to announce that we have with us His Holiness Bhanu Swami Maharaj.
Sorry, Prabhuji, I didn't hear the date. On which date you are telling?
This is on 25th July, Saturday.
5th of September. August, sorry. 5th of August.
July.
21st July.
5th of July, Saturday. Are you all clear about this? Okay. So we have on Saturday, but unfortunately, the timings are going to be at 3:30 p.m. Indian time. Oh. And why? Because Maharaj is in Australia. So he is 4.5 hours ahead of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think it will be a challenge for the US devotees to join.
It will be 1 o'clock in the night.
Yeah, until midnight.
No. It won't be 1 o'clock in midnight.
Oh, wait. It'll be.
It will be around
6 o'clock. 6 a.m.
That will be 6 o'clock. 6 in the morning.
Mm.
So I think currently we have Swati Mataji and Aritra Prabhu from the US. And
Swati Mataji will be 5 a.m.
Yeah, probably. Swati Mataji will be 5 a.m. I would request if you are able to manage the time somehow because Maharaj is going to come.
Mm-hmm.
So especially if you can make some arrangement and if you are able to, I mean, you may attend half an hour later also. It's okay.
Yeah, sure.
Somehow if it is possible for you guys, because I mean, there was no option. I tried to delay it by 1 hour more. I asked Maharaj if he can do it around 4:30 p.m. But, you know, it will be like quite late for him. So he was preferring to do it at 8 p.m. his time, which is 4:30 our time. 3:30 our time. So Yeah, so we are going to have Maharaj, hopefully. And I hope that all the devotees can also join when Maharaj is here.
I just wasted. Yeah, I just sent a message. That is correct, right? His Holiness Bhanu Swami Maharaj class on Saturday, July 25th, 3:30 p.m. IST.
Thank you. Okay, so let's start with our discussion. Okay, Vinita Madhuri, you can continue.
Okay, thank you, Prabhuji. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hari, one day Prabhupada was alone in his room. Usually he was quiet, but this day he was laughing and talking to himself. I went by his room and I said, Prabhupada, what you are laughing at? Prabhupada said, the reason I was laughing was that I just remembered my past life. Then I said, Prabhupada, what was your past life? Then he said, I was a medical person and I had not committed any sin. I had a guru. One day I remember it was raining and I was serving my guru. I was fanning my guru Maharaj and he could see in the rain that there was one snake and he made me go kill that snake. Then he said, now I remember why my guru Maharaj made me kill that snake. So I had to take birth again in this life to save so many snakes like you all. Yes.
I think this was done last time.
We read this, no?
Yeah, we read this already. Yeah.
We have already finished this discussion about this. And it was elaborate discussion. Sarvam Prabhu, would you like to comment on this or you have any question on this? It's a very interesting topic.
No, Prabhuji, then it will be too long a discussion. Because Prabhupada, I remember that, you know, he told Dr. Patel also once that in my previous birth, you were my brother. And I remember reading that when Dr. Patel was walking with Prabhupada on the Jew beach. So when he came to see Srila Prabhupada for the last time, Prabhupada told him that in the previous life, you were my brother. So Prabhupada has many such pastimes, Prabhuji. So
you were...
Yes. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
He probably got disconnected.
Sorry, Prabhuji is disconnected.
Yeah, maybe. The temporary, Mataji, he has some issue with the internet. So temporarily, he may get disconnected and join back.
Okay.
He should be back in a few seconds.
Actually, someone is calling me. My call will be disconnected, I think. Once I disconnect it, but again, that person will call. Prabhuji, can you share the screen?
I won't be able to share right now, Sajid.
Oh, no, Prabhuji. If you click your screen, you are... your main screen. After that audio video, there is in the center, there is an option share. You have to click that. You have to click it, and you can share. Prabhuji.
Just give me some time. I have to first go.
Sorry, Prabhuji, I'm not able to hear you.
No, I'm saying that just give me 1 minute. I'm not on my phone. I'm on my laptop. Let me first open the.
Okay, Prabhuji. Okay, Prabhuji, no problem. Okay, Prabhuji. It's okay, Prabhuji. No need to share, Prabhuji. It's okay.
Is it okay? Okay. Yeah, did he again? He joined back?
Yeah, Prabhuji is typing something. I do.
Okay.
My laptop hang. They'll be right back.
Oh,
I just stopped my sharing, Prabhuji. I will share later.
Okay. If you need me to share, I can share.
Okay, Prabhuji. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Okay, no problem. Can everyone see my screen? Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Bol.
Mata, can you, Rajiv Prabhu.
Hi, Prabhuji.
Can you see my screen?
Yes, yes, Prabhuji, it is coming.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think you can scroll it because next the PLCT one is going to be red. So we can get that slightly up. I think aapka to upar chala gaya kya?
Upar chala gaya.
This
one, right?
Yes, yes, Prabhuji.
There are PLCT ke do hai,
two past times of PLCT, yes.
Okay. Ye jo iske upar wala bhi PLCT, haan, ye abhi sahi hai.
Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Okay. I'm sorry. Certain things are not being
Prabhuji, your voice is breaking, Prabhuji.
Okay. So who is I shared the screen?
Yes, I have shared, Prabhu, but I think I'll be able to share for the next 1 hour. After that, I might have something to do. Like, I'll be on the call, but I'll have to switch over to maybe Mataji can take over. Vinita Mataji, if you're okay, after an hour.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. A small suggestion. If mobile sharing, it would be very good. You can see it's not visible.
Visible. Okay.
Not so, like, very small font. Sorry, Prabhuji.
Okay.
Yeah, Prabhuji, you can stop, then I will share, Prabhuji.
Okay. Okay, go ahead, Mataji. Yeah, I've stopped sharing.
Okay, is it okay?
Yes.
Okay, fine. So, who will read? Who is reading now? I can't hear Prabhuji's voice.
Mataji, you can continue.
Okay. Thank you, Prabhuji. I will continue, Prabhuji. Okay. PSAT, Prabhupada was so merciful. I have seen that he is loving to everybody. He has so much love for the devotees. One Christian boy came to the temple, this Hare Krishna land, and there was a tree of papita. He took some papita from the tree, and as he was leaving, a devotee caught him, and he brought that boy to Guruji and said, "This boy is stealing our papita." And Guruji said, "What will he do with the papita?" The devotee said, "He will eat it." Then Guruji said to the devotee, "If you will take that papita, what you will do?" He said, "I will also eat that papita." "Then what is the difference?" He will eat papita and you will eat papita. From that day, this Christian boy's parents became devotees. Prabhupada saw no difference between the Prabhupada saw no difference between the devotee and the Christian. He is equal as a human being. He will eat the papita and you will eat the papita. Then what's the difference? So Prabhupada said to that boy, you want more. If you want more, take more. So every time Guruji was always giving, saying that make more prasadam, more and more prasadam. If they will eat prasadam, they will chant Hare Krishna. Their mind will be purified. If they take Krishna prasadam and they will become a devotee. So the main thing the Guruji wanted to teach everyone is that we are not different. Whether your skin is white, whether your skin is black, whether you are Hindu, whether you are Muslim, whether you are Christian, no difference. One thing in common in all of us is that we are the soul. We are the sons of Krishna and we want to return to Krishna. Simply chant Hare Krishna. No knowledge is required. No need for someone to be a professor, a spiritual master, a scientist, an engineer. Only simply you chant the Maha Mantra and your situation will increase and you will be with Krishna. Mrs. Nair came to my home with her lawyer and Guruji was sitting upstairs. Then Mrs. Nair told the lawyer, you please sit there. First, I will take time with Guruji to discuss the case we have put upon ISKCON and ISKCON put upon me. Then I will call you. And Mrs. Nair went upstairs and she sat about 5 minutes there. 5 minutes, only 5 minutes. She was so impressed with Prabhupada that she came back and told the solicitor, I surrender to Guruji. Please, you can go. I will pay your fees. But you go, you can go. In the same day, we came to live in the house and Guruji said, a sannyasi cannot live in the Grastha household. So Guruji went to Chatayatha where Mahatma Gandhi stayed and it was built by Sumati Moraji around 12 p.m. Around 12 p.m., two or three devotees came to say that Mrs. Nair went to Guruji and he's calling to you. So when I went there, Mrs. Nair was sitting outside the Chatayatha and she was weeping. So I went and said, you please ask Guruji to forgive me for the whole trouble that I have given to the ISKCON devotees. Then I went to Guruji and Guruji said, if the man who forgets his own name to his house properly, he has not forgotten the path because he came at last to his place. I went to Mrs. Nair and said, Guruji forgives you. And Mrs. Nair was with the register who registered the documents. Guruji got up from his asan and Mrs. Nair put all the documents to his Hare Krishna land at the feet of Guruji and said, please forgive me, Guruji. You will not get any trouble from today. Otherwise, she was always seeing in her dreams her husband's soul and could not sleep the whole night. But after that, she became all right. Can I continue? Or
Prabhuji got disconnected.
Oh my God.
Now.
It's very, very big. Letters very big. Yeah, but it's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But there is no message from Prabhuji.
He's back, Mataji. He's trying to connect his audio.
Okay. I can't see anything. Yeah, because I'm sharing my screen, though, so I can't see anything. So you all are joining from your laptop, Mataji and Prabhuji's?
Yes, Mataji, I'm from my desktop.
Okay, everyone is from the okay.
Same here.
Same as Prabhu, you are on mute now.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. This call is going on.
Vinita Mataji, just a minute. Prabhu is having problem with the microphone.
Okay.
He's sorting it out. Please bear with the.
No. Mataji, because just I left my phone, I thought I was also disconnected.
No.
Okay, no problem.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji is connecting through his phone. I think laptop is having some problem with the microphone and audio. I mean the audio settings.
Mataji, I will share the screen when Prabhuji will come from.
Mantra Prabhuji, Hare Krishna. Prabhu, can we have some kirtan by the time Prabhu joins? It may take 4 to 5 minutes. Sarvam Prabhu, Aritra Prabhu, or Raji Prabhu. Anyone? Hare Bol, Aritra Prabhu, Hare Krishna. Vinita Mataji, can you hear me?
Yes, Mataji. I can hear you, Mataji.
Okay, I was thinking my audio also got something wrong.
Yeah, same thing happens.
Somebody can do kirtan, Mataji, by the time Prabhu joins.
Yes, Mataji, just I have to chant 2 rounds more, so I am chanting, Mataji.
Okay, carry on. Mataji. I don't know, Aritra Prabhu is not responding.
No, Mataji, I'm thinking that they are doing some of their own work also. As they.
Audio wasn't my. Microphone was not working. I mean, my earphones were not working properly.
Okay.
So I didn't hear what happened. Yeah, I heard last was Vinita Mataji said, I will share back when Prabhuji joins. That's the last thing I heard.
So, Prabhu, what happened? Prabhu is trying to join through phone because something problem in his laptop. Audio was unable to get connected. So he said he'll join through mobile. It takes 4 to 5 minutes. By the time if he can have a small kirtan, if possible, that would be good.
Okay. Yeah, Mataji, why don't you lead? Please.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Yeah. You can lead the kirtan. We'll follow.
Oh, actually, I'm not good at kirtan. At the same time, side by side, my Prabhu is already in sleep mode.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, if anyone else wants to do, maybe Nirvika Mataji. Or...
Hopefully, Prabhu will join and we'll wait then.
Yeah. Actually, I haven't said I'm doing something.
No, no problem. Carry on. No problem.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Finally.
Okay, now are you able?
Yes, Prabhu.
Oh, my God. This was never experienced last classes. This is the first time we are experiencing this kind of problem.
Yes, Prabhu.
Okay. Okay, I am really sorry. I apologize to all the devotees. They have wasted a lot of time because of me. And finally, I'm connected through my phone now. Okay, you are all able to hear, no?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Yeah.
So let's start. Okay, so Aritra or Vinita Mataji, who is going to share?
Yes, Prabhuji, I will share, Prabhuji.
So, I was having a discussion with Sarabha, saying about the previous life of Prabhupada and how he was referring to Dr. Patel's conversation.
Yes.
Yeah, so you were saying that Prabhupada said that in the previous life.
Yeah. Yeah. He only said that. In fact, even in that Loknath Maharaj's book also, Maharaj has mentioned that the same thing that he said, that Prabhupada is...
Okay. So anyways, but I just wanted to brief you that in a particular letter that he wrote to Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he has mentioned that he was... In the previous life, he was a medical physician and he was sinless. And in a conversation with Hari Prabhu, Prabhupada disciple, so he mentioned Hari Prabhu that in the previous life, he was a physician and somehow, yeah, he was a physician and he was serving his guru one time, spanning his guru, and suddenly he saw a snake. And his guru, he ordered him to kill the snake. So then Prabhupada is telling his guru, he's just telling to Hari Prabhu that his guru ordered him to kill the snake. And that's why he's just like sharing his thoughts that this is the reason why I am again, so that I can deliver all snake-like people like you in this life. That's why I had to come back. Because I got the reaction for killing this snake. This is what we're sharing. And we have shared this in our people also. We have discussed this elaborately. Then there are instances where Prabhupada says that Acharya never goes back to Godhead. He continues to preach from one planet to another planet. And then one of his disciples asked him that, is he also present in the spiritual world and simultaneously in the material world? And Prabhupada said, yes, something like that. And then Prabhupada also spoke about his Guru Maharaj, that is Guru Maharaj, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He's also, after leaving the body, he's also going to another planet to preach. So we were just reconciling all these points and we came to a conclusion. Prabhupada is indeed present in the spiritual world as well as in the material world. He's continuously preaching from one planet to another planet. And there is also the Bhavanand Prabhu is actually sharing that Prabhupada was, I think you know this, that Prabhupada didn't want to come from the material world, but Krishna insisted and then finally asked him to write or give a commentary on the BBT, on his books, on the scriptures. So then Prabhupada said, okay, for that reason I appeared, in order to give the BBT purpose. So all these, you know, we are combining, we are reconciling and saying that possible that Prabhupada is in the spiritual world at the same time, he's also present material from one universe to another universe. This is what our conclusion was. So he has a past life and at the same time he's also a Nitya Siddha like that. Both things are possible simultaneously. Yeah.
Yeah, so Swam Prabhu, any comments you have on this?
No, Prabhuji, I feel that whatever you said was quite sufficient and okay, but okay. No, Prabhuji, there are many. When I heard once about Yamuna Mataji also speaking about her past life, she revealed to Prabhupada that, you know, she had a dream in which she saw her past life or something where she was. You must have read through Prabhuji in her book only, in the first volume. I don't clearly recollect, but she also said that she was performing Harinam Sankirtan and she happens to see Prabhupada, and I don't remember properly, exactly I don't remember what it was, but yes, Prabhuji, in fact, she also mentions about her previous life in that book only it is mentioned, but I don't clearly remember now, Prabhuji, what she had actually mentioned in that clearly.
Okay. Laptop connection is on. So, and I am able to. I think you are able to hear me.
Yes, Prabhuji.
One second. Okay. Hare Krishna. You are able to hear me?
Yes,
Prabhuji, your voice is breaking, Prabhuji, in between. Prabhuji, your voice is breaking. Hare Krishna?
Yes. I'm able to hear now. Are you able to hear?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Okay, so I think there was some issue with the Bluetooth connection, and then, you know, once it got disconnected, so then the Zoom audio was not able to identify this, the microphone. Okay, so regarding what you shared about Yamuna Mataji, you see, I want to tell you that unless and until we know that someone is an Acharya, we cannot say that someone is Aditya Siddha. I mean, it is possible that Prabhupada, the states also came along with him, and Prabhupada also mentioned about it. In fact, maybe it is possible that devotees like Jayapataka Maharaj, because Prabhupada said that he is eternal associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mm-hmm. So it is possible that he may be a Siddha and he must have come down. But we cannot generalize this, and we cannot say for all the devotees, because there are devotees who continued from the previous life, they perfected in this life. And they may have attained Bhava or Prema in this life, or they may have attained perfection by the mercy of Prabhupada in this life. So they may have continued from the previous life and they have attained perfection. So anyways, it does not matter, because this Prabhupada made very clear in his letter to Tamal Krishna Maharaj, even if I am a conditioned being in the previous life, but now I am a guru, and guru is always liberated. So it should not matter. And then gave the example of Narad Muni, that how Narad Muni in the previous life, he was the maid servant sons. And then he was serving the Bhaktivedantas, and now he attained perfection. And in the next life, he actually got the body of Narad Muni, right? But before that, he was not Narad Muni. And so similarly, we have devotees like Prahlad Maharaj also. Prabhupada said that he is a mixed Siddha. And this is a commentary by Vishnuachandra Thakur also, that Prabhupada is sharing in his Bhagavatam. So, Prabhupada is an Acharya, we know for sure. And Prabhupada also did mention that I see Krishna face to face, and speak with Krishna face to face. So there is no doubt that he was a perfect being in his current lifetime. Whether now, hearing from all these things, we can, I think it's quite logical to conclude, reconcile this fact that Prabhupada was simultaneously present here as well as the spiritual world. So it is possible. I mean, we are not saying that we are 100% sure, but it seems like that, because there are instances where Satswarup Maharaj also says that in the New York Diary, when he read the New York Diary, so he shares his experience and he says that Prabhupada, Krishna told to Prabhupada that you go to the material world and fit in the disciplic succession. in a very special way. So that is one thing. There is another pastime of Prabhupada related to this, and I have already shared in the group, but I think when we'll come to that pastime, we can wait for that. But anyways, I think we can continue with our discussion now. So next, Leela, we can start.
Prabhuji, I already read two letters. I already read, Prabhuji.
Okay, so Mataji, can you reread? Because I was not able to hear anything. Yeah.
Okay, Prabhuji, no problem.
Okay. Yeah, PL Sethi.
Okay, Prabhuji, yeah. P.L. Sethi, Prabhupada was so merciful. I have seen that he is loving to everybody. He has so much love for the devotees. One Christian boy came to the temple, this Hare Krishna land, and there was a tree of papita. He took some papita from the tree, and as he was leaving, a devotee caught him, and he brought that boy to Guruji and said, "This boy is stealing our papita." And Guruji said, "What will he do with the papita?" The devotee said, "He will eat it." Then Guruji said to the devotee, "If you will take the papita, what will you do?" He said, "I will also eat the papita." "Then what is the difference? He will eat papita and you will eat papita." From that day, this Christian boy's parents became devotee. Prabhupada saw no difference between the devotee and the Christian. He is equal as a human being. He will eat the papita and you will eat the papita. Then what's the difference? So Prabhupada said to the boy, you want more? If you want more, take more. So every time Guruji says, Guruji was always giving, saying that make more prasada.
Hare Krishna. Vinita Mataji.
Whether you are Hindu, whether you are Muslim, whether you are Christian, no difference. One thing in common in all of us, that we are the soul. We are the sons of Krishna and we want to return to Krishna. Simply chant Hare Krishna. And to be a professor, a master, a scientist in India. Will be with Krishna. Mrs. Nair came to my home with her lawyer and Guruji was sitting upstairs. Then Mrs. Nair told the lawyer, "You please sit here. First, I will take time with Guruji to discuss the case we have put upon ISKCON and ISKCON put upon me. Then I will call." The same day.
Mataji, your voice is breaking. I don't know if it is. I am not able to hear, or others are able to hear, Mataji?
Same problem, Prabhu.
Same problem, Prabhu.
Okay, so thank God I am not the only one. I have company now. Okay, so I think if Aritra, if you can continue, or anyone who has got a good.
Okay. But sharing, yeah, Mataji, can you continue sharing, because I'm not on the phone.
Yeah, I don't know from where to share. Can I read? How is my voice now?
Yeah, your voice is clear now. Yeah, go ahead.
It's clear? Okay, I changed my network also. My also changed. So, okay.
Mataji, all these messages are coming, your WhatsApp messages.
Please, so, you can go. I will... Yes, Prabhuji, yes.
Causing some kind of...
Yeah, you can see all, Prabhuji. Yeah, everyone can see my messages also.
Okay. So,
yeah, I think you can go. I will pay your fees.
No, one, I just wanted to mention that currently we are on YouTube Live. And maybe not today because I had problems. I had issues with the Zoom and all. And I think what we have to do is we have to be a bit serious about presentation on, especially when we are on YouTube, and you know, because it is broadcasted live, there will be many people who will be seeing all these things. So, I think it will be better if someone can share the screen without collecting all the messages from WhatsApp, you know, because it is not good.
With mobile, it's not possible, no, Prabhuji. If message will come automatically, the messages are...
So, Ujjala Mataji, can you share?
Yeah, give me 2 minutes, Prabhu. I'll set it.
Okay, Prabhuji. So, I will stop, Prabhuji. Yeah, that's...
Anyway, right, you continue. We can finish this till that time.
Yeah, Hare Krishna. May I continue, Prabhuji?
Yeah, you can continue. You got this, and after that, we will switch to PC.
Okay. Okay, Prabhuji. I suddenly became to live in this house, and Guruji said, a sannyasi cannot live in Grihastha household. So I am going to Guruji. So Guruji went to Chataya Hirath, where Mahatma Gandhi stayed, and was built by Sumati Moraji. Around 12 p.m., two or three devotees came to say that Mrs. Nair went to Guruji and he is calling to you. So when I went there, Mrs. Nair was sitting outside the Chataya Hirath, and she was weeping. So I went and she said, you please ask Guruji to forgive me for the whole trouble that I have given to the ISKCON devotees. Then I went to Guruji and Guruji said, if the man who forgets his own path in the morning, but he comes in the evening to his house properly, he has not forgotten the path because he came at last to his place. I went to Mrs. Nair and said, Guruji forgives you. And Mrs. Nair was with the register who registered and the documents. Guruji got up from his asan and Mrs. Nair put all the documents to her. This Hare Krishna land at the feet of Guruji and said, please forgive me. Guruji said, you will not get any trouble from today. Otherwise, she was always seeing in her dreams her husband's soul and could not sleep the whole night. But after that, she became all right. Yes, she will go back.
So we can understand from this that until she was begging forgiveness from Srila Prabhupada, she was having trouble and she was having a hard time. She was seeing Naya's soul in the dreams, and so she understood that unless she will beg forgiveness from Srila Prabhupada, she will not be able to live in peace. So she begged forgiveness from Prabhupada, and then finally everything became all right with her. So this is P.L. Shetty Prabhu, and P.L. Shetty, as you know, we all know that he is a famous popular devotee. Whom Prabhupada said that just as you are making, you are arranging accommodation for my disciples or my devotees in the temple. He was actually building blocks, flats of devotees above the altar in Juhu temple. And so he was making arrangement to accommodate all the devotees. And so Prabhupada said that just as you are making arrangement for my devotees, similarly Krishna is also building you blocks in Vaikuntha. So, this is a very popular, famous, actually you can say he's a disciple of Prabhupada, because although formally he didn't took initiation from Prabhupada, but Prabhupada had accepted him and he also gave him the benediction that will go back to God. Just because he served Prabhupada. Okay, any comments or questions? Okay, next.
Oh, the screen share is okay?
Yes, Madhuri. Yeah, this is perfect. Aritra, you would like to start?
What's that? Yes, Prabhu, read. You asking me to read? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Yeah, okay. Okay, Guru Kripa, I wrote to Prabhupada. Personally, I don't think I can ever follow all these rules. At the time, I was following them. But I was being sincere. And therefore, I have to make one request.
I think, Aritra Prabhu, you have missed the previous one. this is Mataji, which is, you know, the PLCT, this one.
PLCT, okay. This is the third one. One day I was building one story on the old building for the devotees because there was nowhere for them to live. They were staying in Chitaya Yat. One day I was working very hard and cement and sand were on my clothes. I thought, I will not go to Guruji in this position. But my mind said, why are you not going to Guruji? Go to Guruji. What is the problem? We are working near, we're working near, and there must be some cement and sand that will be on when I'm working like this. And I went to Guruji, and all these sannyasis like Giriraj Swami and Sridhar Swami were sitting there. And Guruji said, Mr. Sethi, you're building houses for my devotees, and your house is being built in Krishna Lok. And I said, I am a sinful man, Prabhupada. How can I go to Krishna Lok? Then Guruji said, this I will see. This is not your duty. I will see that you will go to Krishna Lok. You see how Krishna loves a devotee who serves the devotees. Guruji showed mercy upon that person who served the devotees, that he allows him to enter Krishna Lok. What a big thing. What mercy of Guruji to say that. The mercy, the person who serves my devotees, he will go to Krishna Lok. What a big thing. What a big philosophy.
Okay. Yeah.
One minute. Before you start, what is P.L. Sethi Prabhu's background? Why does he say like this that I'm a sinful man? Is it out of just sheer humility? I've heard something before. So what was his background, Prabhu?
Yeah, actually, I just recently heard from Giriraj Maharaj also that he was actually not a sinful person, but he thought that he is sinful because of his business dealings with a lot of people. And he was also involved in certain things which are probably considered to be non-favorable in terms of Krishna consciousness. But he's a very special person or a special devotee or a follower of Prabhupada because whatever Prabhupada said, he did that. In fact, he had more faith in Prabhupada than the doctors also. whenever he used to go to Prabhupada for some kind of material solution also, whatever Prabhupada said, he followed that. And he did not follow the instructions of so-called material experts on that particular topics. So whether it was doctors or any other person, he had complete faith and loyalty towards Prabhupada. And he did everything for Prabhupada. He went to the extent of, you know, when all these people, they were trying to move the devotees away from the Jew temple. They were trying to force them out from the temple. So then I think it was one night time when all these hooligans, they came and they came with us, all the hockey sticks and bats and everything in order to frighten and threaten the devotees. But then immediately Sethi Prabhu came and he asked his son to get his revolver so that, you know, they can just show them and they can try to frighten them so they will run away. And he's the one who was even willing to sacrifice his wife's, you know, whatever he gave to his wife, whatever ornaments and everything. In fact, everything they would like to surrender for Prabhupada. And they did everything to go to the extent that they wanted to save the temple. And his wife, actually, she was willing to sell her gold ornaments also for, you know, saving the temple. I don't remember exactly. Maybe Sarvam Prabhu probably must
know. Yes, Prabhu. Can I share?
Yeah, please go ahead.
Actually, Prabhu, when they got the land, Prabhupada created that fund Prabhupada said now the land belongs to us, so now we'll create a fund. From that fund we can use to construct the temple. So she was standing there and Mr. Sethi was standing there. So quickly she, you know, just removed the bangles and gave it to Prabhupada. So Prabhupada said, oh, this is gold. This is most auspicious start for the fund. So that's how she just gave the bangle. And the second thing, Prabhu, one more thing is that you know, he had spondylitis and he was wearing that in the neck. That big patta is there for spondylitis. So Prabhupada said, you remove the patta. So then he said, no, Swamiji, the doctor said, if you remove the patta, you will die. So Prabhupada said, no, yeah. I'm saying you remove the patta, you will not die.
Right,
and
right,
he removed
right.
the patta, he threw the patta out of that, nothing no, no. happened, Prabhuji.
Yeah. I think I've shared this Leela in our group also, but maybe it will come ahead. But yeah, I think it was the backrest, or probably it was the it was something else. What you are saying that he had, you know, he told Prabhupada that no, I will follow you, and Prabhupada told him that okay, you don't have to actually wear this. That is 100% correct. But I'm not sure if that is the you know, the neck belt or like something else. But yeah, this is. Yeah, so this was the level of surrender of PL City. And so see, personally now, one time I met Brijmohan Shetty at Jew Temple. And he was just sharing with me that, you know, we don't chant like the way you are all devotees chanting the holy name for hours and hours. You know, I'm not like chanting 16 rounds or something, but even if today Prabhupada will tell me to jump off the building and give up my life, I will do that. So they have the spirit, they have this kind of dedication and loyalty to Srila Prabhupada. And they were completely surrendered to the instructions of Srila Prabhupada. Now, there are two things here. There is obviously, if someone would like to follow Prabhupada completely, then they would also chant the holy name on a constant, steady basis. In fact, chanting is the most powerful limb of bhakti. We know that. It is the king of all. It is, the king of all other processes, right? We know that chanting is actually the king of all other processes. And it is extremely sweet. And chanting also reveals the Lord, the qualities of the Lord, the past. Obviously, who would not love to chant? Here, we have to
your voice. Maybe your earphones got disconnected. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, are you able to hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, so what happened, the laptop speaker, again, it started having some problem. It's not able to identify. So now I... Oh! Again, it got started. This is funny. Okay, let me just continue with my mobile screen. Okay. Are you able to hear?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So what I was sharing. So this is a consideration for all of us that see there are two aspects of bhakti. One is the surrender guru, and one aspect is the aspect of sadhana. So by following the instruction of guru, we must develop implicit faith in the instructions of guru. That is true. So one way is that you show your implicit faith by practicing sadhana, doing sadhana, cultivating sadhana, increasing your sadhana over a period of time. You develop taste for sadhana. And another way is to also increase your surrender to the guru. Now what we see on a practical level is that devotee's taste for sadhana increases with time. But surrender, way down. I mean, it's extremely difficult to give up the ego or to surrender to some personality, right? It's not so easy. So both of these things should go
together. If you are chanting the holy name, the surrender level has to come also. Your desire and your eagerness to surrender to the Guru should also increase at the same time. And you should be willing to sacrifice your ulterior motives for the purpose of giving pleasure to Krishna. Right? So these things too should go on simultaneously together. Now, in the case of PL Seti, we can actually understand that I'm not sure if he was chanting 15 rounds. Probably he was chanting 15 rounds. And he was, I think, also he was qualified for initiation because I think he was chanting 16 rounds. But I think this is what he felt, PL Seti felt, that he is not qualified for initiation, and he is, because he is involved in a lot of non-favorable type of dealings, which may be an obstacle in Krishna's service. So that's why he refrained from taking initiation. I think that was his humility. He was thinking like that. But Prabhupada did say that it's not necessary he has to be initiated. Like he said this for George Harrison also. Even George Harrison approached Prabhupada and he asked for initiation, but he said that you don't have to be my initiated disciple. Just continue to serve and you just continue to follow my instructions. Wherever you are, you just set an example because you are one of the leaders. So you just inspire by your music and singing. So that way, Prabhupada did give concession to certain followers that they don't have to be initiated formally and they can continue their service. And here, we should understand one thing very clearly, that the Acharya has the prerogative that he can bestow his mercy to anyone. Okay, he can bestow his mercy to anyone, irrespective of doing sadhana or not. So we have this concept of Kripa Siddh, Sadhana Siddh, and Nitya Siddha. Right? So we know that without any sadhana also, a devotee or the Lord can directly bestow Kripa, or they can bestow perfection on a devotee without any sadhana. Right? So now, what is required, what is important is the faith, is the loyalty. If you are willing, that's why Prabhupada always mentioned, please accept my blessings. Please accept my best wishes. So basically, the process is that we have to accept it. And that acceptance will only come when we have faith. When we have faith, then only the acceptance will come. And once you accept it, then it is up to the devotee. It is up to the Acharya to give, to bestow that Kripa. And here we are talking about one devotee who has shown his sacrifice, he has shown his surrender and everything. So just for a few other things, obviously, Prabhupada's mercy cannot be compensated. Okay, so he is unlimitedly compassionate and he can bestow his compassion in any way, in any form. Just like Krishna can do, so similarly, a pure devotee like Prabhupada can also bestow his compassion to anyone. Right? So this is the result of getting connected with a pure devotee and serving that pure devotee with faith. You may not see this kind of faith in Prabhupada disciples also, probably, some of them. Okay, I'm not saying all of them, but this type of faith or loyalty that PL Seti is showing, you'll not probably find this amongst Prabhupada disciples or Prabhupada followers also. There are subject matters where devotees, they show their faith towards Prabhupada, but there are certain topics which they do not accept, and they probably, they doubt what Prabhupada said. You know, does it is it true or not? Or does it work out or not? So they doubt on Srila Prabhupada's statements, some of them. And so, it is not necessary that they will have that absolute faith in Prabhupada, which PL Seti had. So now, if you compare the devotees who are doing sadhana with PL Seti or his son, who probably is not doing the sadhana up to the standard that we are doing, but just because the level of faith they have, I think we will have to struggle for that kind of faith. We have to develop that kind of faith. So we can see here the comparison, and that's how we can understand that ultimately it's all up to the pure devotee to bestow compassion and mercy. Whoever he feels is qualified, you know, Now, that qualification might not necessarily come from the platform of sadhana, but it may come from multiple factors. And I think Prabhupada saw that wonderful quality in T.L. Sethi, and he gave the mercy to him. So this is the benefit of Vaishnava Seva. In fact, I would say that amongst the three, Naam Ruchi, Vaishnava Seva and Jeev Daya, Vaishnava Seva is actually the king of all the three. Because if you do not do Vaishnava Seva, if you do not serve the dust of the pure devotees, you can never get taste in Harinam. You can never get Ruchi in Harinam, in spite of chanting millions of rounds for millions of lifetimes. And Vaishnava Seva can actually protect us from all kind of fears and dangers. Obviously, the Harinam also does that. We have three stages of Harinam: Namaprad, Namavas, and Shudhanam. We know that just by chanting the name offenselessly, one can be delivered from all the sinful reactions. But I think because for Krishna, the devotees are superior to himself, that's why he has given more potency to his devotees than to his own holy name or to himself. So we know that during Lord Ramchandra's pastime also, how, Lord Ramchandra was doubtful whether all these stones will float on the ocean or not. But devotees, they started telling Lord Ramchandra that, everything is possible by your grace, by your mercy. And by writing your name on the stones, all the stones will start floating. So, when they started writing the names of Lord Ramchandra on the stones, they all started floating. And that clearly proves that the name of the Lord is more powerful than the Lord. And it is more merciful than the Lord also, which is stated by our Goswamis and Acharyas also. We can also extend this to say that the mercy of pure devotees or the pure devotees themselves, they are more merciful than the holy name also. Because obviously they give the holy name, that's the first thing. And they also give knowledge to how to chant the holy names. So through that knowledge, we can transcend and we can go back to the spiritual world. But the pure devotees, they are more magnanimous than Krishna himself. And that's why pure devotee can do anything. They can bestow that kind of mercy. So anyone has any comments or questions? Okay. Sarvam Prabhu?
Yes, Prabhuji.
You have any comments?
No, Prabhuji. No.
Okay. Next, Leela. See, I'm not sharing the Leelas directly because I don't want to, I want to make sure that we exactly know what Prabhupada said. There is no speculation about what Prabhupada said, because if we are not sure about certain things, we may remember, we may mug up all these Leelas and we may present it also. But I think it makes sense to read the Leelas as it is, so that we can actually clearly know what Prabhupada said and how the disciple has presented. I don't want to miss anything on that. Okay, Aditra, you can continue.
Okay. I wrote to Prabhupada. Personally, I don't think I can ever follow all these rules. Oh, sorry, this is by Guru Kripa. I wrote to Prabhupada. Personally, I don't think I can ever follow all these rules. At the time, I was following them, but I was being sincere. And therefore, I have to make one request. I have read that there are three types of people who reach perfection. The Nitya Siddha, the Kripa Siddha, and Sadhana Siddha. I cannot follow all these rules. So now, so how I will ever become perfect? I request you to make me a Kripa Siddha. Prabhupada said, all right, Guru Kripa, I will give you. He can do as he likes. He's independent.
Yeah, yeah. So same point, the same idea, same conception is shared by Guru Kripa Prabhu also. In fact, his very name, Guru Kripa, suggests that he's got the mercy of Guru. This is how we can clearly understand that actually we, in one sense, we are actually Kripa Siddhas because we are all dependent on the mercy of Prabhupada. And the sadhana that we do is maybe we can have sadhana in terms of quantity. We can increase our chant 32 rounds, 64 rounds. We can increase our hearing and reading or services also. But ultimately, the quality is the most important in whatever we are doing. And through that quality, the character of the devotee also changes. There is a transformation in the heart. And that's how we are able to chant through the Naam. It's not dependent on the quantity. So quantity can definitely help one to attain steadiness. But whether you attain taste, whether you attain mercy from Krishna or his devotees, that is completely dependent on our attitude and bhav. Okay. So this is very important. And I think here Guru Kripa Prabhu was quite honest that, he, although he was chanting the 16 rounds, but he was quite honest to admit that, he cannot follow certain things and he's dependent on Prabhupada's mercy. So Prabhupada was very kind and, he said that, okay, you have my mercy. So this is Kripa Siddha. Yeah. Okay, any comments or questions?
No, Prabhuji.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. Next.
Okay. Vaikunthanath. In 1972, when Prabhupada gave a series of lectures on the nectar of devotion for 1 month in Vrindavan, a thought was plaguing me. When I first joined, I had been taught that the parampara system is like a chain. And if you are not initiated, if you are not linked up to this chain, then you can't go back to Godhead. I thought, we are distributing so many books, but if the people who read them are not initiated, then they can't go back to Godhead. So one day, I followed Prabhupada from Rupa Goswami's Samadhi, where he lectured. And just before Prabhupada stepped onto his courtyard, I said, we are distributing so many books, but if people aren't initiated, then they can't go back to Godhead. Prabhupada turned, looked at me right in the eyes and said, just by reading my books, they are initiated. I thought, that is an incredible example of compassion.
Yeah, so this is a very important concept. And I have been, if you remember, we have been discussing this many times. And I've been stressing on this point that the main initiation is actually initiation in the heart. Or basically that means to accept the teachings of the parampara and to follow that. Right? So you accept the teachings of the parampara coming through a devotee and you follow that devotee. That is actually real initiation. So initiation takes place in the heart, which means that it is not a matter of external formality. And that's why I say that, because I think some devotee had asked me this question that how do we know that we are connected to the sampradaya or not if we are not initiated? So before that, how do we know that? And I replied the same answer that you have to, if you read whatever philosophy is given in the books by our acharya and our sampradaya, then if you accept it and if you are convinced, if you have the conviction that this is what is the truth, you accept it, then you are actually connected to the parampara. So as soon as you accept it and you start following, you are connected to parampara. Plus, in ISKCON, it is not so easy to say who is initiated, who is not initiated, mainly because See, first and foremost, Prabhupada is a preeminent Siksha Guru in ISKCON. Okay, that means any devotee who is connected to Prabhupada's teachings, his instructions, or who is trying to follow instructions of Prabhupada, in one sense, they already get initiated. Just as Prabhupada is saying here, that just by reading my books, you get initiated. Okay, so it's not even necessary for you to undergo a formal type of initiation in order to go back to Godhead. Because devotees have this question that what if we leave our body before we get formal initiation, right? So what about all the services, sacrifices, practices that we have done before we leave the body? Is it going to be unrecognized by Krishna, or will the guru know about it somehow? You know, we may be aspiring from a guru, but before taking that formal initiation, we may leave our body. Okay, so then what about that? How are we going to connect to the parampara? And the simple answer is that because you have got connected to Prabhupada's instructions and his teachings, if you are following that, you are connected to the parampara. Now, one thing is there, that there is a criteria for accepting the disciple based on the sadhana, which is that you must reach the level of minimum of chanting of 16 rounds. And that's why you have to be accepted by a guru. And obviously, Shastra also says that the guru should be live. Physically, he should be present. Okay, so that is true. You know, if you are already chanting 16 rounds as per Prabhupada's instruction, and you have been doing it for a number of years, you are following Prabhupada, and you are also trying your best to connect to a guru, or in other words, you have probably already founded out your spiritual, it's just a matter of taking formal initiation, or maybe you are still searching for a spiritual master based on your national inspiration, but before that, you may leave the body. So in that case, because your desire is to, it's a sincere desire to get connected to a spiritual master in a parampara, or life spiritual master, and but because of external conditioning or circumstances, you are not able to reach that position. That's why the guru is actually ultimately a guru tattva. Okay, and Krishna is the ultimate guru. So he has recorded everything. He has known whatever you have been doing, whatever you have done, whatever sacrifices you have rendered, you know, for him, that he's recorded, each and everything is recorded, because the guru is also present in the heart as super soul. So as soon as you start following the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, then you are actually initiated in one sense. Okay. In order to make that initiation a very formal and authentic initiation, you have to get connected to a physical living guru. Okay. If you follow Srila Prabhupada, but if you do not want to get initiated from a guru, then that is a wrong conception. And obviously, you will not attain the destination of going back to Godhead, or you have to probably take another birth. Okay, but if you have the sincere desire to get connected to the spiritual master, then definitely, depending on your sincerity or service, sacrifice and everything, you will be promoted. Okay, now see, even initiated devotees also, there is no guarantee they will go back to Godhead, or maybe they are not following the instructions of their guru even after initiation. It's not necessary that every one of them will follow that. But certain uninitiated devotees, they may follow instructions of their guru before taking formal initiation, right? So ultimately, it all depends on one's sincerity. This is a minimum criteria or a requirement that a guru will have, that, you know, they must be able to chant 16 rounds minimum. Now, this kind of formality is also required, because you may chant less number of rounds, 8 number of rounds, 10 number of rounds in the beginning. But then what is the guarantee that you will chant 16 rounds in the future? So in order to test that, we have a requirement or a criteria in ISKCON that unless you come to the stage of 16 rounds of chanting, you will not be accepted by a guru. Okay. So now, even if you come to the stage of chanting 16 rounds, but then what is the guarantee that you will do it for lifetime or on a steady basis? And for that, they have a testing period of 1 year, 2 years, or whatever. It all depends on different gurus. Okay. So this is also important and this is also required. So we have to understand. So the testing period. Okay. But it is not something that we will say that, okay, if a devotee is chanting 16 rounds and they are chanting for like 3 or 4 years steadily every single day, but still they have not yet received initiation. So obviously you cannot say that these devotees, they will not go. They will not attain a better destination definitely they will attain better destination. They may go back toward it also without that formal initiation. It's all possible. Okay. So the most important principle is to actually follow the siksha, follow the insight of the guru, and that's how you get connected to the mercy of the guru. And this following sections of the guru also connects us to the super soul. Okay. This is something that I've also emphasized and stressed a couple of times, that it's ultimately a guru tattva. So this guru tattva will actually connect us to all other gurus. It will connect us to the tattva, basically. Okay. So the Diksha Guru or the Siksha Guru, they will connect us to the Guru Tattva. And this Guru Tattva is connected to Krishna, Balram, Nityananda, Radharani, or any devotee who is taking the role of a guru, any avatar of the Lord, like it can be Lord Shiva also, it can be Brahma also, it can be Narad Muni also. They all will be connected to you because you are following the instructions of the guru. So it will create a sort of a network. Okay. And you can get instructions from all these personalities, provided that you follow the instructions of Prabhupada. So that's why Prabhupada many times that if you chant 16 rounds regularly, follow regulative principles thoroughly, strictly, and read my books very carefully, then all the questions will be answered from within. And sometimes Prabhupada even said that Krishna will personally answer all your questions when you follow these things. Okay. So this is how you get connected to the powerhouse. And if your guru is not present, then the guru tattva will send a representative and he will help you in your spiritual life. Okay. So here the same concept of the disciplines of the spiritual master. Now, how does it work? It works in a network form, in the sense that you have your Siksha Guru, you have the super soul in the heart, and then you have other devotees. You have non-devotees also sometimes instructing you. Although we don't follow the example of non-devotees, but relevant instruction, if it is in line with Purusha, we can follow that. We can filter and we can follow what to follow, what not to follow. Like Prabhupada said that one can even find gold in a garbage, something like that he said. So valuable instructions from wherever they come, even if they come from non-devotees, if they are in line with Guru Shadu Shastra, then we can follow that. So this is the network which will help us. Okay, and ultimately everything works on Siksha. Even the Diksha Guru also. Now the Diksha Guru is supposed to give Diksha Mantras, but the Diksha Mantra is also the Diksha Guru is also giving you the Sambandh Gyan in that Diksha Mantras. Without the Sambandh Gyan, you cannot chant effectively. You will not know the meaning of what is the meaning of this mantra and how is it going to connect us with the Lord. So Sambandh Gyan is actually given by the Guru, by the Diksha Guru also. Even the Diksha Guru is actually giving Diksha. Okay, so the Guru is with Siksha. And that's why it is defined as whoever is giving knowledge is a guru. And a guru is supposed to give knowledge. That is, it's a vice versa definition. So is that clear? I hope that devotees have the faith that whoever follows Prabhupada's instructions, they are connected to Prabhupada, and they should not feel, they should not have this misunderstanding that they are not connected just because they have not taken formal initiation. And many times we also hear this, oh, well, our guru is not giving us the personal association, physical association. You know, especially they speak about the Diksha Guru because the Diksha Guru is traveling and he's very busy. Well, why are you saying this? It means that your understanding is lacking, because if the Diksha Guru is not giving you association, the Siksha Guru is giving you association, because he is giving you personal guidance and instruction. He is helping you out in your spiritual life on a regulated, on a steady basis. Okay, so it may be on a subjective basis, but you are getting that association of Guru. I think devotees, they just think a Guru as the Diksha Guru, but it is not like that. Guru means there is no difference between a Siksha and Diksha Guru. Identically, they are actually one. Okay, and it's an offense to discriminate between the two of them. So, we definitely require the association of advanced devotees. If you are searching for association only in your Diksha Guru as an advanced devotee, then you will have a lot of problems. Okay, because if the Guru is not able to give you sufficient time, that is, you know, it will not work out. Okay, and I think one of the reasons that Guru does not give sufficient time, I think it's a wise decision, because they will train you so that you become independent. Like you know, if the Guru disappears, then what? Anyways, each and every devotee disappear after some time, right? So then what after that? If you are always, you know, like a child, if you are spoon-fed, then you will not be able to eat on your own. Okay, but if you are trained right from the beginning how to live without the Guru, without the association of the Diksha Guru, how to take shelter of other devotees, and then in this process, you can actually start admiring and appreciating other devotees who are helping you. You start seeing them on an equal platform as your own Diksha Guru. Okay. Before that, we may have an inferiority kind of feeling that, okay, only the Diksha Guru is advanced, or he is the one who is ultimate and all. But you know, that will remain as long as you are directly connected with Guru. As soon as your Diksha Guru will disappear, then what? You know, you will have to take shelter of your Siksha Gurus also. And that's why it's a bit dangerous to discriminate and to say that only the Diksha Guru is the one who is going to take me back home, back to Godhead. That is not true. The Siksha Guru can also take one back home, back to Godhead. Recently, Mahaprabhu also had addressed this. I had shared that video also in the group. So it's a change, it's a network. It's not a individual, especially in ISKCON, we cannot disconnect Diksha Guru or make him special without connecting to Prabhupada. In ISKCON, we know that ultimately the Diksha Guru is also dependent on Prabhupada. And Diksha because the Diksha Guru is representing Srila Prabhupada. Because Prabhupada is the founder Acharya. So the Diksha Guru is presenting to you what Prabhupada has given to him. He is not creating something of his own. He is not giving us something of his own. Just like in other Gaudiya Mutts or in other organization outside ISKCON, a guru thinks that he is the Acharya of that particular temple or sampradaya or organization. Okay, here everyone knows that Prabhupada is the founder Acharya, and we are all representing Prabhupada. So we cannot disconnect Prabhupada with our Diksha Guru and Siksha Guru. Ultimately, our Siksha and Diksha should also connect to the Siksha of Prabhupada. Okay. So Prabhupada is actually the ultimate authority in Guru Tattva. So is this clear? Any questions or comment on this?
So there was one question this I heard from someone. that the answer to which I couldn't hear is Prabhupada said at one point that in a letter that the spiritual master stays in the material world until all his disciples have gone back. So how to understand this? What does it really mean that the spiritual master continues to live in this material world or keeps coming back to this material world or whichever material world his disciples are or does he send a representative to do that? But if he sends a representative, then how is it that why is Prabhupada saying that spiritual master stays in the material world until every disciple has gone back?
We have discussed this elaborately in our class only. So I would like to get answers from devotees now. So anyone who remembers what we discussed, Ujwala Mataji, Rajiv Prabhu, or Nirvika Mataji and others, can you share something what we had discussed earlier? Swati Mataji also. Anyone?
Hare Krishna Prabhu, sorry Prabhu, I mean, I want to answer.
Okay. Are you there? Rajiv Prabhu, I don't think he is there now. Nirvika Mataji, would you like to share something?
No.
Okay. Sati Mataji.
Maybe we can just recap a little bit. It's even if not in details, so that I can remember if we have discussed this, but I tend to have forgotten.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, now because I think devotees, they have forgotten, so we might have to review it again. Swati Madhari, would you like to say something?
Yes, Prabhuji, you were saying that the spiritual master, even after he leaves his body, but we know that the spiritual master usually, even if he is, his main goal is to always, like, preaching is the main mission of the spiritual master. So we, again, as Prabhuji was saying, he will make sure that the disciple.
Okay, Sarubham Prabhu, would you like to share something on this?
No, Prabhuji, I want you to throw light on this, that you know how the spiritual master stays. But Prabhuji, you know, maybe I can try, but I don't know, maybe it's in line with the Siddhanta or not, but because they say that, you know, when the spiritual master leaves, he has two forms. One of the forms is with the spirit, in the spiritual world, and one of the forms is in the samadhi or wherever the spiritual master is after he leaves his body. So maybe through that form he can guide the disciples or help the disciples to go back home, back to Godhead after his, or maybe through his vani he can guide the disciples after he has left. But about, I can't be that clear about what that, you know, after the of that point that, you know, the spiritual master doesn't leave after. Yes, Prabhuji, it's better that you only speak on this.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So, see, according to my understanding, what I had elaborated last time is that it's a Guru Tattva. Now, again, coming to the same point, so unless and until we understand this Guru Tattva, and obviously Guru Tattva is actually more complex question, then also, or any other Tattva. But one thing is, what I did mention last time is that this Guru Tattva is manifested in different forms over a period of time. Now see, we are saying, on one hand, we are saying that the spiritual master is Nitya Siddha. On another hand, we are saying that the spiritual master has to come back in order to take the reactions of the sinful disciples or those who are not yet able to finish going back to God in this lifetime. Then the spiritual master will come back. But now, so it's a contradiction, a clear contradiction that and how can Prabhupada be affected if he is a Nitya Siddha devotee, right? In fact, in Prabhupada Lilamrit, it is mentioned that for three reasons, the spiritual master shows the symptoms of fever or some kind of disease. And I think we have to understand this in the context of someone who is a Nitya Siddha and someone who is a guru who is a Siddha. So, sadhana categorization of Kanishna, Madhyama and Uttama Adhikari, because they are also getting purified over a period of time. But when we speak about Nitya Siddha devotees, there is no possibility that they have any karma and they do not suffer for any karma of anyone. Okay. Because they are beyond karma. That's a simple reason. So now, it is mentioned in Lilamrit. For three reasons, Prabhupada displays those symptoms of fever, pain, and some sort of anxiety. And so anyone remembers that? Sarvam Prabhu, do you remember that?
No, Prabhuji, no.
Yeah, so one is because the spiritual master is having extra, he's displaying ecstatic symptoms. That's why apparently externally it is, we see that he's, he has some sort of fever or something. Ecstatic symptoms. That's one reason. Second thing is, he wants to give opportunity to his disciples to render physical service to him in terms of Vapu Seva. And third is, Prabhupada says that, because the spiritual master, he has to, because of the sinful activities of the disciples, the spiritual master has to get the reaction for that. And that's why he sees some kind of bad dreams. Okay, or he may also suffer physically. Now, the third reason that is mentioned is, I think, quite suitable for the sadhana siddha guru, who may be in the category of Nishta, Kanishta, Madhyama or Uttama. But I think for the other two contexts, it is quite appropriate to say that this is applicable to Nitya Siddha devotee. Okay, because he can manifest ecstatic symptoms and he can also, just for making his disciples to him, love him more, he will himself like that. And I think this is very clear from Prabhupada's Antya Leela also. Prabhupada himself said, when he wanted to perform the parikrama of Govardhan. So that time, we know that Loknath Maharaj came with a bullock cart and Prabhupada got an intense desire to go around and have a parikrama of Govardhan. That time we had two teams. One team was saying that you cannot go. One was saying that, okay, it's our spiritual master's desire, so we should fulfill that. And so they both were fighting with each other. And then Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj came. He was requested by Bhakti Charu Maharaj and that please don't allow him to go. And then Akinchan Krishnas Babaji spoke to Prabhupada and he said, you should not go because you will not be able to sustain. So then Prabhupada finally admitted. But then he said to Akinchan Krishnas Babaji that, see, just see how much love they have for me. Right? So Prabhupada is bringing forth. And this is also the decision that actually Prabhupada was expressing our love to the fullest by this kind of Prabhupada. So, anyways, coming back to the conception of Guru Tattva. So basically, my point is that Nitya Siddha devotees, they are not affected by anything. They are always liberated. They are free from any kind of karma or bondage. And so that means that when he's saying that the spiritual master has to come back, yeah, the spiritual master will come back, which means that the Guru Tattva will manifest itself again and again in some form, in some way. Okay. But the individual person, obviously, he has gone back to Godhead. If you attain prema, you go back to Godhead. That's it. There is no question of incurring any sort of karma. So basically, what it means, the Guru Tattva, because I said, these things are connected to each other. You have to understand this. You cannot separate these things. You cannot say that there is only one deity who is a guru. Please understand, according to Vaishnava etiquette, Vaishnava is a guru in their own way. Because every Vaishnava can teach us something. They can instruct us. That's why every Vaishnava is a guru. Okay. So now, this Guru Tattva is the one which is going to, something like what Sarvam Prabhu said, that Prabhupada's Samadhi, he's present in his Samadhi form. In fact, not just Samadhi form, Prabhupada is present in all of his disciples, in all of his followers, in his books.
Yes, yes.
He's present in everything that he has given us, whether it may be the services that he created in ISKCON, or whether it may be the teaching institution he created, or anything that he created in ISKCON. Prabhupada is present in everyone. Okay, whoever is following Prabhupada, Prabhupada will manifest through them. And that's how we say that, he will come back. Now, see, again, this is a very simple thing to understand. Take another line. Okay, let me quote an example, a practical current example. I think Sarvam Prabhu and maybe some other devotees might be knowing this, that Prabhupada's own disciple came back in this life as a Mataji, and this Mataji became a disciple of Bhakti Charu Maharaj. Do you remember the name of that Prabhupada disciple, Sarvam Prabhu?
No, Prabhuji, no.
Yeah, this is Raghav Das Brahmachari.
Oh.
Yeah. So, this Mataji, who is the disciple of Bhakti Charu Maharaj, so she has also written one article. It has been published in Dhanvats also, a long time back. I don't remember the name of the Mataji, but I do remember the name of this Prabhupada disciple. In fact, to confirm this, I just recently, a few months ago only, I read one letter by Prabhupada to one of his temple authorities talking about the demise of Raghav Das Brahmachari. And Prabhupada is like trying to console the devotees. And he also said that he will attain a better destination in the next life. So he passed away, I think that was in the year 1973. And Prabhupada was still present. So this devotee came back. Now, Mataji is, she's having deja vu and nostalgic experiences of being a Prabhupada disciple in the form of dreams. And when she went to the temple the devotee was connected to, she actually got a lot of deja vu. And she also was able to identify each and every street in that locality. Okay. And she was connecting with that. And she was somehow knowing this. And, she was being guided from within. And she was knowing that this is the particular street, this particular street, there is, right here, left here, like that. So she was able to remember all these things. And another research is that this Nagavati Brahmachari somehow got attached to one Mataji. And this Mataji looked exactly like this Mataji, the disciple of Bhakti Charu Maharaj. So she immediately understood that because maybe Raghavdas Brahmachari must have thought about, this is what Bhakti Charu Maharaj was jokingly asking her, that so what, whom were you thinking at the time of death? So Maharaj was asking her jokingly. But she could immediately realize that, if Guru is saying something, there is a meaning to this. So then she immediately realized that Raghavdas Brahmachari probably must be thinking of some Mataji. And that's how, when he passed away, he became a Mataji in the next life. And when she went to that place, she found out that he was getting attachment to one Mataji. And probably they were supposed to get married. And the Mataji looked like her. So the wonderful article, if I find it on Danvats or some other source, I will definitely share this in the group.
Prabhuji, I think her name was Rangavali or something.
Rangavati, Rangavali or Rangavati.
Ratnavali. Ratnavali Das.
Yeah. So I think devotees have heard about this, something which is very practical. In current lifetime, we can actually understand that there is reincarnation. So now, please understand one thing very clearly, that she accepted Bhakti Charu Maharaj as a guru. But Bhakti Charu Maharaj, in fact, in reality, is God brother. Right? So, did Prabhupada come back? Do we see Prabhupada? Is he manifesting again and again? Yes, but not in the same physical form, but in the form of his disciples, in the form of his followers, in the form of his teachings, in the form of his services, everything that he created. So this is how Prabhupada is manifesting again and again. And that's why the Guru Tattva is the one which is eternal. This Guru Tattva concept is eternal concept, which means that even the prayer that we always sing, Narottam Das Thakur, in his Guru Vandana prayers, he says that Janme Janme Prabhu Se Divya Gyan Ride Prakashite, right? So Janme Janme means what? Narottam Das Thakur is eternal associate. He has gone back to Godhead. His Guru Loknath Goswami, he has gone back to Godhead. So how, and see, now I've also explained in another context, how this relationship is eternal. So, Narottam Das Thakur and Loknath Goswami, they are eternal. They have that eternal identities, in the sense that in the spiritual world also, Loknath Goswami is the leader of Narottam Das Thakur in Manjari form. I think Narottam Das Thakur is Champak Manjari, probably.
Yes, probably, yes.
Yeah, so Champak Manjari is serving. I think Loknath Goswami is Prema Manjari. So Champak Manjari is serving Prema Manjari in their eternal Swarupa. So she is the assistant of Prema Manjari. And that's why they have an eternal relationship. But are we going to have that kind of relationship in the spiritual world? Not necessary. We don't know about Srila Prabhupada's eternal form. And we don't know about our form. So, when we talk about Janme Janme Prabhu Se, or the Guru is eternal for us, again it connects to the Guru Tattva, the principle of Guru Tattva. Now, in another context, we can also say the Guru is eternal. Like, for example, as Prabhupada said, the Acharya never leaves, never goes back to Godhead, right? He's always there in the material world preaching. So now, what about Bhakti Charu Maharaj? Bhakti Charu Maharaj desired to go to Prabhupada and assist him, right? So now, Even devotees or disciples, after attaining perfection, they may, because the only desire of devotees to have the pleasure of Guru and Krishna. So they will desire that wherever you assist and serve, I will go with you. Right? So in that sense also, the relationship becomes eternal in the material platform. It may not be spiritually, in the spiritual world, but if the disciple and the Guru both are coming in the material world, or they are in the material world for eternity, then that becomes eternal relationship also. Whereas in the spiritual world, the relationship is more in terms of the identities. Okay. Now, of course, the devotees as such, they are definitely, they have the attitude of being a servant of others. So there is no question of being a guru of someone. In the spiritual world, guru does not exist. The guru tattva concept is only in the material world. Okay. And in the spiritual world, guru does not exist. We have leaders and we have their assistants. But the leaders are not teaching us how to perform sadhana. Right? Because we are already perfected sadhana. We have attained prema. So they can train us further. They will guide us and train us further how to serve the Lord, how to serve the Radharani, and how to attain higher stages of asriya, man, pranaya, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav, all these higher stages, how to attain. We can attain those stages under the guidance of these Brajvasis. But again, when we go to spiritual world, we have attained these stages. So there is no question of guidance. Then there is only a question of assisting someone. Okay, so this Guru Tattva specifically refers to the material world. When we are getting instructions from the Guru, when we are conditioned and we want to serve the Lord, when we are trying to attain perfection. Okay, so this is how Guru Tattva will manifest itself in different gurus in different lifetimes. Okay, so is that clear? Any questions or comments?
No.
Okay, Aditra, does that answer your question? Aritra, are you there? Okay. Aritra.
Yeah, Hare Krishna, bro.
Okay. So, did you hear everything?
Yeah, I did hear it last, maybe a minute or so I missed. But yeah, I will have to drop off now.
Can you speak a little louder?
I'm saying now I'll have to drop off. I heard towards the end I didn't catch a few things, but I heard most of it. But I'll have to drop off now, so if someone else can continue.
Okay, sure, no problem.
Mm.
Okay, so I think, you know, just because we got late because of the issues.
Yeah.
So
yes.
We'll continue for another 10 minutes, 10, 15 minutes, and then we can stop.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
You're able. Okay. Next article. Ujjwala Mata, would you like to continue?
Yes, Prabhu. Madhavananda. In Calcutta in 1972, Srila Prabhupada was on a morning walk with a lot of brahmacharis. Some of the brahmacharis were complaining because men also lived at the Calcutta temple at 3 Albert Road. The brahmacharis said, Srila Prabhupada, sometimes the women don't put their saris over their heads. And why can't the women get a place outside, separate from the brahmacharis? Their presence is not conducive to our brahmachari life. Prabhupada was silent for the entire walk. Sometimes he stopped walking and then started again. But he did not respond to the brahmacharis. He came up the stairs of 3 Albert Road. Someone opened the door and there was Yamuna and Palika and Shamchandra's wife Malati and Kaushanya and Madri and other women who had stayed behind to wash the floor, cook for the deities, bathe the deities, dress the deities, prepare Srila Prabhupada's Vyasasana and the cushions for the guests. The women immediately offered their obeisances and said, Jai Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada turned to all of us and said, but if you associate with these women, you will go back to Godhead. Last night, I told Srutaki Krishna story and he brought my attention to page 250 in my Glorious Master by Gurujan Prabhu called Women, Widows and Success. It reads, Srutakirti then rubbed mustard oil onto Prabhupada's back. I moved to face Prabhupada's front and was enjoying the sweet atmosphere that surrounded him. With his eyes closed, Prabhupada spoke, my godbrothers criticize me that I have allowed women to live in our temples. This is not done in India. Only brahmacharis can live. But I have become successful because I have made this adjustment. Prabhupada opened his eyes and continued, although they criticize me, their Gaudiya Maths are empty. The only time they have people coming is during Parikram in Mayapur for Gaur Purnima. And who is coming to Parikram? Widows, women in white. But because I have made this adjustment, I was successful. Sudhakirti then moved to massage Srila Prabhupada's side and asked, Prabhupada, how can we tell the difference between making an adjustment and changing a principle? Srila Prabhupada's eyes closed and Sudhakirti continued to massage. After a few moments, Srila Prabhupada opened his eyes and said, that takes a little intelligence.
So I think it's a... all the Matadis here, they can have a... Okay. Yeah, so this is our Prabhupada, that he never discriminated between Matajis and Prabhujis, and he always thought that everyone deserves to go back to Godhead. It all depends on their sincerity. Although, see, there is a discrimination which is described in the Shastra, but Prabhupada one time, you know, he even said that women are more intelligent than the men. Because when he saw their skills, when he saw their talents, and he saw their devotion, that time he commented like that. So, although the general trend is that we think or conceive that women are less intelligent than the men, but that was in terms of material designation. When in spiritual life, Prabhupada considered everyone equal. In fact, he even said that women are more advanced than the men. Why? Because women are naturally, they become emotionally attached to Krishna, and men have their ego. Okay, so it is difficult for men to surrender to Krishna, but women, they do not have this problem so much, because by nature they are very emotionally attached. So that way, women can make more progress than the men. This is what Prabhupada said, and that's how. He always gave equal opportunities to men and women. And we can see that even in terms of designating services to all the devotees, he always equally delegated the responsibilities to men and women, whether it is book distribution, Harinam Sankirtan, deity worship. And in fact, you know, deity worship is a great thing, you know, the great adjustment that Prabhupada made. Because in India, you will not find that. And still, you will see that in India, women speak. And they are also not allowed to worship in the altar. And this is just because of criticism from Indian people. Okay. So not because of some kind of... I mean, obviously, devotees, they have their own culture and background. So some devotees probably may not be comfortable with that. But Prabhupada never orchestrated that kind of discrimination. And he gave equal opportunities to everyone. So... yeah, so this is something unique about Srila Prabhupada. And the second part, you know, when he's telling Sudhakirti Prabhu about requiring intelligence, it's a bit complicated thing. Because, see, there are principles and there are details. And how do we adjust these things? Why? Because sometimes even there may be differences of opinions amongst the principles. Or you may consider a detail to be a principle and a principle to be a detail. So it is black and white. What is a principle? What is a detail? Now, there are certain which are very clear in themselves. Like, for example, chanting of 16 rounds, everyone has to do. That's a principle. Regulative principles, that's a principle. Now, other details, many things, you know, many topics are there. And not all of them will consider them as a principle. They may consider them as a detail. Okay. So there may be some kind of confusion. And that's why Prabhupada said that it requires a bit of intelligence. But intelligence can only come when we surrender to Prabhupada ultimately. Because he is the one who is going to give us that intelligence. Or the super soul is going to give us the intelligence. So... unless and until we completely surrender ourselves to Prabhupada, it's very difficult to justify the principle and the detail. Yeah. So, any comments on this or any question? Okay, so I think the Matajis, they may not have any questions because they are probably very happy. Prabhupada said this. All right, next, Leela.
Guru Kripa, Prabhupada never talked to me. He only asked me questions.
Mataji, have you skipped the articles or?
No.
Just confirm, yeah, once again.
Yeah, this one
okay,
completed. Okay.
Yeah.
Guru Kripa, Prabhupada never talked to me. He only asked me questions. I could not answer. Like, why does the grass grow in the cracks on the sidewalk? Or when we were walking along the beach in Madras and we saw a statue across the street of a man on a horse, he said, "Who is that man on the horse? How would I know?" These questions made me feel like a fool. Murkha, fool. One should always be a murkha in front of the guru. As soon as you think, now I have become friendly with the guru, now I know a little bit more, then you are finished. People sometimes think, now I'll go somewhere else and I'll get some higher instruction. No, Prabhupada will instruct you according to your surrender, according to what you are ready for. But if you think for a second that the guru does not know something, then you are finished. Srila Prabhupada strongly ingrained that idea in me. He made me feel like a fool. When devotees ask Prabhupada questions for the discussions on dialectic spiritualism, I snuck into the room every afternoon and listened. I would hear the champion of the world spar with these past great thinkers and watch him defeat them and present Krishna. It was great entertainment and it was life. Then I began to think how I can get in the inner circle with his divine grace. And I understood I must do something to get his attention. I was going daily for preaching, but I had to do something more. Srila Prabhupada wasn't close with somebody because he liked the way they looked dressed or put on their tilak. It was the service attitude that endeared one to Srila Prabhupada. So Yashodanandan and I went to Bangalore in South India. We preached and learned Sanskrit mantras. We did many things. Then Prabhupada began to write to us.
Yeah. So very important message here that if we start thinking that the guru does not know something and we know better than the guru, then that is the beginning of our destruction of life. So we have to be extremely careful and cautious. And generally humble, not to create pride in us. Because the more knowledge we gather, the more Krishna will actually make us realize that the more we are fools and the more we don't know. So it should actually make us humble. And it's a reality that someone may be very scholarly, but I think they may not know something more about it. Okay? Because, you see, no one is God here. No one is Krishna. So definitely the knowledge that they attain, they may attain a lot of knowledge, but it will be limited. And because Krishna is unlimited and knowledge related to Krishna is also unlimited, so all the devotees who they are also having knowledge of Krishna to certain degree, to certain aspect. And when you combine everyone's knowledge, then you can say that probably we have reached some kind of great amount of height, vast knowledge that gathered. But if you feel that you know more than others, then you are missing the point, because somebody knows something which you do not know. Okay? And that's a reality. So it's not necessary that any person or any devotee is extremely scholarly. He might know everything. He might or he will not, certainly not know certain things which the other devotee will know. Okay? And this is Krishna's arrangement, basically. So that no one becomes proud because of attaining knowledge, and especially in the relationship of guru and disciple, this is very important. So we have to see guru, and even if we attain knowledge beyond our guru's knowledge, but still we have to know that we are fool number one and we don't know anything in front of guru. So that's how the that's how Krishna reveals us to us, because Krishna is seeing the spirit of and humility. Otherwise, each and every Mayavadi would become the greatest devotee. They attain Mayavadi. What is their role? They only aspire to attain knowledge. They will gather knowledge with us and they will do yajnas. Okay, but there is no devotion, there is no surrender, there is no humility in terms of accepting someone eternally as guru, right? So they temporarily, they will accept someone as guru, but as soon as the work is done, they will kick the guru on face. Okay, and they will say that I have become God now. So this philosophy is, it does not work with a Vaishnava philosophy. And most important principle is that we always remain fools in front of our guru, even if we have attained a lot of knowledge. And this is what exactly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also demonstrated when he said that he was a fool in front of his guru, Ishwarapuri, and he also declared this to Prakashananda Saraswati when he was defeating him in, I think it was in Varanasi. So he took a very humble position by sitting on in the spot of the association, and then by humility, by natural humility, he actually defeated Prakashananda Saraswati. Obviously, he spoke the philosophy later on, but he somehow opened their hearts by humility. Okay, and he said that I am chanting Hare Krishna because my guru told me that I am a great fool, and there is no scope for me except then to chant Hare Krishna. So this is the approach that Mahaprabhu always took, and this is what we are also supposed to follow. Right? So yeah, it's a very common understanding amongst all the Vaishnavas that we always should think that we are fool number one. Okay, so any comment or question?
Okay.
Yeah, other devotees also no comments, no questions. Okay. So we can disconnect here. And yeah, I again apologize for the first one. So we talked about many things. At least the last one and a half hour was good. So thank you all the devotees for joining. Hare Krishna, Dhanvat Pranam. And I would like
thank
to
you,
speak to Ugala Mataji privately. After this. Yeah. Okay, Sarvam Prabhu, thank you so much for your wonderful
comments. No, thank you so much, Prabhuji.
I hope you will be able to give us your association next time also.
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Ujjwala Mataji?
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Mataji, this now you are the host, right? I am not the host.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, so now we would like to discontinue the YouTube broadcasting.
Yeah, I'm stopping the live stream now.